Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Katie Nicholls spoke to 60 Minutes Australia and said Kate is taking on Prince Philip's role as the glue of the royal family. Nicholls said, I think Kate is the glue, the same way that the Duke of Edinburgh was always the one who would help resolve family issues. He was the patriarch of the family. I see Kate stepping into that role, trying to keep things together. A lot of people think it would make more sense to skip a generation and let the crown move straight to William and Kate. Possibly they might prove a more popular king and queen than Charles and Camilla. But the idea of breaking constitution, and that is essentially everything the royal family is built upon, is really something that's not going to happen. But People reports that while Kate may be the glue, she won't be adding DJ to her royal resume just yet. Kate and Prince William toured Scotland last week and found themselves at Heavy Sound CIC, a Scottish community interest company providing music, creative arts, and sports activities in underprivileged areas. Kate attempted some sound mixing by pressing buttons on the machine, but the end result prompted her to laugh and cover her ears. "Please turn that off, it's hurting my ears," Prince William quipped. As the couple left, with William handing his wife her clutch, Kate said, "Sorry for leaving such a terrible song. Delete it. Delete it." James Corden appeared at Deadline's Contenders Television Awards season event and shared some behind-the-scenes detail about Harry's appearance on The Late Late Show, one that came with no advance promotion. "It wasn't so much to spring it on you. Our show was about joy and life and lights and levities, as best you can find it. And so for us, really, we knew that there would be a sort of infinite amount of speculation leading towards what a piece like that might be. And our feeling was, well, we just want to put it out at night on CBS and people will find it the way that they find our show on their phones or their computers the next day. And then they'll see the piece for absolutely what it is without any speculation or opinion. We're really proud of it. It was the first thing that Harry had done since stepping down or stepping away from the royal family. I've known him a very long time, so he wanted to show the person that I know, the person I've known for a long time. And we just wanted it to be judged on what it was and what it is, without a sort of massive speculation leading up to it, such as the nature of the way that people talk about him and Meghan. Today is June 1st, and Harry and Meghan have yet to release an episode of their Spotify podcasts this year. The Spotify deal is reportedly worth $25 million, and so far the couple has posted only one episode, back in December 2020. That did not stop Harry from having advice for another podcaster, Joe Rogan. While appearing on Dax Shepard's podcast last month, Harry commented on Joe Rogan's vaccine comments and said, "I think the issue in today's world with misinformation, just like endemic, you've got to be careful about what comes out of your mouth when it comes to that, because news doesn't exist in just news anymore. It's splattered all over the place, so people are like, listen to Joe Rogan," and added, "With a platform comes responsibility." Palace Intrigue will be right back. Prince William has recalled the moment he was told Diana had died and spoke of the dark days of grief that followed while on last week's visit to Scotland. The Mirror reports William opened up about his own feelings while the Queen herself was welcomed on board Royal Navy flagship HMS Queen Elizabeth ahead of its operational deployment to the Indo-Pacific region. Prince William told how Scotland is the source of his saddest, but also his happiest, memories. William said, "Scotland is a source of some of my happiest memories, but also my saddest. I was in Balmoral when I was told that my mother had died. Still in shock, I found sanctuary in the service at Crathy Kirk that very morning, and in the dark days of grief that followed, I found comfort and solace in the Scottish outdoors. As a result, the connection I feel to Scotland will forever run deep. Alongside this painful memory is one of great joy, because it was here in Scotland 20 years ago this year that I first met Catherine. Needless to say, the town where you met your future wife holds a very special place in your heart. George, Charlotte, and Louis already know how dear Scotland is to both of us, and they are starting to build their own happy memories here too." The Duke reminisced about his time at the University of St. Andrews in Fife, where both he and Kate studied. He said, "I spent four very happy and formative years studying in St. Andrews. The town and the students left me alone to get on with student life, allowing me to share their freedoms and their pubs." And there you have it. Please follow us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.